when was the last time you cried? And I mean really cried. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am a total crier. I cry all the time. Sometimes it's just little tears at commercials, and other times it's big sobs, and suddenly everything falls on my shoulders and crushes me, and I have to let it all out. Have you found your eyes more teary lately? Well, if so, today's Devo might just be for you. It's called Book of Tears by Abigail Oswegan. You say you keep all my tears in a bottle, keep track of them in your book. Do you write some of them small for the tears I cry in private? Are others bold and big for the tears that escape with intensity, with audible, soul-shaking sobs? Do you change the font from brokenhearted to empty, from fearful to raging? Do you include each tear's backstory? Or do the tears stand alone, telling their stories as only tears can? Or do you simply know without a single word or commentary and keep track of each one with a tally, a hash mark, simply because they're a part of me, me whom you love eternally? So let's talk about today's poem a little bit more together. Is it easy for you to cry or is it difficult? Why do you think that is? We all have times when tears won't come, and sometimes we feel like we need to hide our tears. Yet, tears are a gift from God to help us process the hard things we experience in a world that has been broken by sin. Jesus cried while he was on earth, both for himself and for us. And because Jesus died and rose again to take away our sin and heal our brokenness, he promises that when he returns, we'll have no more need for tears. God not only hears our cries, but records every tear in a book, never forgetting what has hurt us. How does this offer a glimpse into his love for us? How could knowing that God sees and treasures up all our tears help us feel more free to cry when we need to? As you and I can read in Psalm 56:8, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, as well as Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Sometimes we need a little extra help when we're struggling with things. And so if you feel like you might need some more resources to help you with some fear, anxiety, sadness that just feels beyond you, I'd encourage you to head over to unlocked.org/counseling to check out some resources we have. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Searching for Identity with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.